Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. On. Stop it. Ricky Keep Rose. Going. I'm going to do Keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Panic meter being pushed around the NFL. We were talking about our offensive coordinator, and this is happening everywhere, or it feels that way. Teams that are struggling.
I'm watching.
We are. Titans, Brian Callahan is giving up play calling duties.
See, this is where everybody's going to make these little window dressing moves. Well, we're gonna fix this right now. He's coming downstairs, or he's giving up that play calling. And in some cases, it does work. In some cases, it's just simply, Carl, as Mike Florio says, and I hate to give him credit on that, just shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic.
I'm the king of the world!
Yeah, they've got a rookie quarterback that has to be developed. We have a guy that's played six games.
Right.
He's got to be developed. Let's get more insight here as we start the 3 o'clock hour. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cynthia Freeland is NFL Network's analytics expert. You can see Cynthia throughout the season on NFL Game Day mornings. That's morning Sundays at 9 a.m. on NFL Network. Matter of fact, we get our first NFL Network game this weekend. Dublin. Steelers right are playing on. Overseas.
What a scene that's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be great. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us. Mike and I were talking about these block kicks, which was just unbelievable this weekend. And, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see a weekend similar to what we just went through, but how unusual, just from an analytics standpoint, is it to see as many block kicks and winning game block kicks? I mean, like the one in Philly was absolutely bananas.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've never seen 9 defensive touchdowns or special teams touchdowns, that includes 4 of those blocked kicks in the fourth quarter alone in the same day. Now, we've had like separate instances of things like that happening over the course of a week. Extremely rare, but we've never in NFL history had all of it happen in one particular day.
Four,
so probably won't see it again.
4 walk-off game-winning field goals last Sunday and 3 blocked kicks is what Cynthia's talking about. Mike,
it
it's
was
just
drunk.
Yeah,
it was drunk.
It really was. That is, to say the least, I mean, that's excitement in its own right. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. The Packers, I think, stunning loss to the Browns, speaking of kicking, but that was a stunning loss to the Browns, and I don't know if a lot of people thought or saw that one coming because the way the Packers defense has been playing and analytically one of the best to start the season the way they got after Jaden Daniels a few weeks ago.
You know, when you get the Packers, I mean, I will say Tucker Kraft being at least banged up, that was kind of their go-to pass catcher. Jaden Reed being gone, that's a big difference. Zach Tom getting hurt. Now, we didn't know if he was going to play 100% ahead of the game. He was available for the game, but then he exited the game. That's going to change some things, too. To me, the biggest surprise was, despite the Browns not being a team that you want to run the football on, they got away from actually running the ball. So sometimes, you know, and we see this a lot of places, even if the yards per attempt aren't great, they're staying running to running plays on the ground makes it so that your ability to disguise the defense from knowing when you're going to pass, that actually helps you, right? Staying committed to the run game. So they like just didn't, right? And Josh Jacobs was on an incredible touchdown tear. I think it was 11 straight games. He was streaking from like a historical perspective, and they just couldn't get any of that going. And then on defense, obviously, you know, the defense, it's not like they had a terrible defensive outing. It's just prior to this week, had anointed them already Super Bowl champions, you know, like not necessarily me, but, you know, some people had in the media with the addition of Micah Parsons, but they still can get got. You know, it's the NFL any given Sunday, baby.
I know. I tried to back out of that pick too, Cynthia. They wouldn't let me. Cynthia Freeland's with us, guys, from NFL Network. It's true. It happened. She's good with math. Here's some crazy math. We're the sixth best running team, the Falcons. We're not scoring any points. So what do you make of our start? And we fired our wide receivers coach, and Michael Penix had his worst game as a Falcon. What do you make of it?
So the Panthers always play – these divisional games are always played much closer. I feel like, you know, it's not like the Panthers are coming down here and be like, you know what, we're just going to roll over. It's going to be totally fine. Also, then coming off that Minnesota game, perhaps there's a bit of like a, you know, like a hangover, if you will, effect where they maybe underestimated that the Panthers could get it going, because on tape the Panthers looked not so great and they were allowing crazy amounts of rushing and passing yards until this past week. So when I'm looking at, you know, to me, you can look at a few things, right? So the wide alignment for Darnell Mooney, you could talk about, you know, Drake London's positioning in this past game. You could talk about, there's a lot of different things that were working, but the takeaway I have from that game is that there wasn't a good enough plan B, C, or D. So if you get punched in the mouth, what do? And that does happen every single week, right? Like, you know, you can't have one or two plans and expect them to necessarily work. It's mostly, how do you adapt once something happens? How do you play from a negative game script and make it so that you can come back? And they didn't have a good enough plan to attack the vulnerable areas of the Panthers defense with an offense that, you know, obviously, you know, you lose some piece of the O-line ahead of the season. That's never good, right? Like, that's never an easy task to overcome. And we sometimes forget that Michael Penix is not making his, like, 500th start, just his sixth start. So you have all those things kind of combined where there just wasn't a good enough plan B, C, or D. There was no rhythm. They could not find any rhythm at all.
Cynthia, news today, and I had an argument last week with a few folks about being fooled. They were fooled by Russell Wilson because he threw three touchdowns and 450 yards against the Cowboys, who, by the way, have given up the most explosive plays of anybody this season. And he's got a 78.5 passer rating. He's benched. The Jackson Dart experiment starts in New York, and I'm just curious, do you feel like this is the start of a new era, or are they going to go back to Russ? I mean, we haven't seen, you know, they still have Jameis there. I felt like this is something they should have done at the beginning of the season, right? But nevertheless, they let Russ start a couple of games, and I think people got fooled last week.
It's possible that when they brought him in, because they didn't know if they would be able to get Jackson Dart in the draft, because they, you know, it's interesting when you're not like first, there is some mayhem that could happen. So I think maybe they promised him that they were going to start him at least for a bit. And so they're making good on their promise. Now other teams don't necessarily do that, right? So there's something where maybe they're honoring their word. And Russell Wilson, really what's happened is when the deep ball is there, he looks great, but the out of structure stuff, you know, the legs, getting those extra yards with his legs, that's what was the difference maker for him in Seattle when other things weren't working. You know, it was the ability to improvise, the ability to get out of dodge pretty quickly, and that's not something we're seeing. I don't think the Cowboys defense, you know, is a scary one. So the passes looked very fun, but you know, it's better if you see like a really nice amount. Just again, we're talking about unsexy things: 0 to 9 air yard attempts, intermediate passes. Those need to be there as well, so that when you take the top off of the defense with those deep plays, you can kind of stick the dagger in them with the shorter yardage plays that still get you first downs, which is what you need.
It is Cynthia Freeland, guys, giving us good stuff from NFL Network here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I guess, aside from that amazing comeback, and Carl talked about it at the start of the interview with the block kick, are the Eagles the most complete team in your mind right now?
Man, it's funny. They're one of them, right? Like, the Eagles are interesting because they find a way. However, if they wouldn't have won that, we wouldn't be asking that question. And the fact you can't rely on Jalen Carter running 18 miles an hour, like maybe ever, right? So the most complete team right now, it's hard to argue with the team that the Giants will be facing in a complete team in the Chargers. They found a way against the Broncos too, late on. But you know, it's easier to say that about a team that just recently won the Super Bowl than it is a team that hasn't really done anything in the playoffs for many years. But you know, it's like timing is life, and this is, as much as I want to say the Eagles look good, I think the Eagles will look better at the end of the season. I think they're going to have some, they still have some growing pains. Until last week, we hadn't even seen Jalen Hurts take an intermediate pass. He didn't even attempt one. He was the only quarterback in the league not to attempt one. He only had five passes that were greater than 10 yard, air yards. Like, that's wild. And then this week, he righted that wrong, or he improved on those stats. But it's still, I'm not sure if we know what this young defense looks like yet.
Cynthia, by the way, you can watch Cynthia on NFL Game Day morning, Sundays at 9 a.m. on NFL Network. She is the NFL Network analyst, analytics expert. I want to ask you about what we saw last night. The Lions scored 52 points the week before. They put up 38 against the Ravens. There's been no fall off, Cynthia. I mean, they put together drives of 98, 96 yards last night, and it was impressive to see that offense. All the conversation about Ben Johnson, was that overrated?
The thing that, no, I mean, both things can be true, right? You can lose Ben Johnson and then in the first week look a little bit lost. But I think more of the reason that they looked a little bit lost that first week before getting back on the right side of things with the offense was because there's a new interior offensive line. And when you have to rebuild something after Frank Ragnow leaves and your right guard leaves, Kevin Zeitler, who's now in Tennessee, like, that's going to change the quotient of how you run the football, which is what their whole offense is predicated on, right? So I would argue that both things can be true. They missed Ben Johnson. He was a creative mastermind. But with that O-line and the step forward that they took these past 2 weeks, they're going to be able to be a new type of creative with Johnny Morton, which perhaps could be kind of give them an edge because maybe, you know, it's a little bit more unpredictable than some of the things now that Ben Johnson had been there for a few years. You know, perhaps that could be an edge, and perhaps it could be something that is good for them. But ultimately, you're seeing some of the same stuff, going for it on fourth down, the run being the focus of the game. The run blocking against the Ravens was absolutely way, way, way better than what we saw in week one against the Green Bay Packers. So I would argue they're okay without him. I don't think that they, you know, would, I think they prefer to have him, but you know, I think that because of their O-line, they're able to do a lot of things and be very multiple in ways that other teams can't, and that doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is.
Cynthia Freeland's with us, guys, from NFL Network. As we mentioned, Vikes and Steelers, they're going to run out of whiskey in Dublin, man. That's going to be a big one. Hey, before we cut you loose, is this finally the year for Buffalo?
I think it might be. I mean, I need to see a little more from their defense, especially stopping the run. You can't live with so much of asking so much of Josh Allen in every single game. I mean, he's an MVP, defending league MVP for a reason, but you need to probably balance that out with just a little bit more push from the defense. There are areas, Miami showed you, there are areas of the defense that are exploitable, and not just by the Ravens offense, right? The Ravens offense can make any defense look silly, but the Jets, they started to, but the Dolphins showed you where there are weak points. So if they can shore up those weak points, I think it's the Bills to win. And ultimately, I think the Bills do get that one seed based on their schedule. And because of that one seed, that gives them such a leg up in the playoffs and therefore a trip to San Francisco.
Yeah, Ravens, Chiefs this weekend. That'll be interesting as well. I mean, there's still so many.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Many interesting games along the way. Cynthia, great job as always. Check her out, guys, throughout the season on NFL Game Day morning, Sundays at 9 a.m. on NFL Network. And again, we get that Dublin game this weekend. Cynthia, thanks so much.
Woohoo! Thanks so much, and enjoy the whiskey. You know, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Early, and God forbid we have an early whiskey morning. It'll be great.
No doubt. Good football. Cynthia Freeland, take care. We'll talk to you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.